This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings, this is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress. And they had a sister named Diana. And they were the chosen of God. Even though that was God's chosen people, he went into the tribe of Judah and pick Judah out that the Savior of the world can come through. Tribe of Judah. Judah was the purest tribe, and Judah was more sacred than most of all the people of the 12 tribes. When Joseph was finna get killed, Simeon and Judah, the one presented them from getting killed, and what they did, they sold him to the Ishmaelites. Watch this now. Most times, we say when you sell a slave to somebody, we in our day and time, this is what we think naturally. See, the natural mind is the flesh. We think we sold slave to white people. No! Them people were black as you can see. Who he was sold to were black people. We talking about black history. I'm giving it to you straight out of the book. I'm going to go to it. I'm just giving you some things to highlight it. Abraham's son, first son, what is Ishmael? Am I right? Born by Canaan to a Canaan. Abraham and his wife told Isaac, y'all catch up with me, please. Told Isaac, say, Isaac, I know they're pretty. Them fine girls there. But don't marry them Canaanites. Oh, they look good and they're powerful. When Israel went to Egypt, the king wanted to kill all the Jewish children. So this is what he said, he get them white maids. He said, kill all the boys and save the girl. When he reported back to the king, he said, oh, king, say if we went to deliver the children, say them women, that's why I say don't ever belittle yourself. Don't belittle yourself. Them women, the Bible said them women had dropped them children in the field working. And y'all running around here, Afro-American people, ain't nothing to me. God made you powerful. Then Solomon, wise man on earth, ever will live beside Jesus Christ, say when you find a wife, you find a good thing. That's what God said. That's what he said. And Jesus put it like this, that nobody ever will be born on the face of this earth going to be wise as Solomon. Now, Smith, what you're talking about, what that got to do with black history? Solomon was black because you couldn't hardly see him at night. Let's get to the word. We got to have communion today. I don't want to get y'all mad, because if you get mad with me and take that communion, you're subject to fall on the floor this morning before my eyes. That's scripture. That's scripture. You get mad with what I'm saying. If it's out the book, I'm talking about, if it's out the Bible and you come against me, you're subject to fall dead right on the floor. Y'all didn't hear that. Let's see. I gave you all the cheering. From Genesis, first book in the Bible, 50th chapter. I'm going to read a few verses. We're going to go through this, scan through this morning. I'm going to read you some verses to start you off, then we're going to do some scanning. And Joseph fell upon his father's face and wept unto him and kissed him. Y'all stay with me now. And Joseph commanded his servant, the physicians, to embalm his father, and the
these physicians embalmed Israel. We don't get all that. And 40 days were fulfilled for him. So fulfilled the days of those which are embalmed. And the Egyptian mourned for 70 days, which be 70 days. And when the days of his mourning were past, Joseph spake unto the house of Pharaoh, saying, if now I have found grace in your eyes, speak, I pray you, in the ears of Pharaoh, saying, my father made me swear, saying, lo, I die in my grave, which I have digged for me in the land of Canaan, there shall thou bury me. Now, therefore, let me go up, I pray thee, and bury my father, and I will come again. And Pharaoh said, go up and bury thy father, according as he made thee swear. Now, you may sit down. We're going to scan a little bit. I got to walk because I can't sit still with this. This is too powerful. Joseph's daddy is dead now. You know who Joseph's daddy was, huh? Jacob. Joseph's daddy was Jacob, the head of the 12 tribes of Israel. These are the people of color, y'all. Don't get scared this morning. Grab the bench. If you think you're going to move, grab the bench this morning because I'm going to come down through that with it. Just like it said in the book. He said he fell upon his face and wept. Do we do that? I done had many funerals. I seen people when you lose loved ones and stuff, you weep. Ain't nothing wrong with crying. No, it hurts you. If I come without getting you anesthesia and jack your arm out your body, that hurt. All them nerves and stuff, that's going to hurt you. You're going to have to holler. So Joseph himself, he the second highest in Egypt. Second highest officer in Egypt. He run the show. King sat back and let him run the show because he knew his heart. How can I win the heart of my believer? They put Joseph in prison. That sofa slave put him in prison. Now watch this. After they put him in prison, what happened to him? He had to interpret two dreams. When he interpreted those dreams, little man there, one of the servants said, look, I know a man, the king had a dream. The king come up and said these words. He said, I had a dream last night. Y'all ever heard that song? Only what I can go to a doctor. I couldn't sleep at all last night. Just me and Dawson and Joe know that, right? So the king couldn't rest at all. So this is what he said. He said, somebody better come interpret the dream. He called all his soothsayers, sorcerers, witchcrafters, whatever they was there. He said, y'all better tell me what I dreamed last night. Now think about this. I don't know what you dreamed last night. God knows I don't know. And the king put him in a bad spot. He called his people. None of them could interpret his dream. But here's this servant said, I know a little man in prison. He interpreted the dream. Go get him. Can I say it naturally? Like it go? Go get him. He go get him. Come up there. He said, I had a dream last night. Now think about what I'm saying. I'm showing you God in reality. Joseph showed the king everything he dreamed. He said, you sure right. You hit it to the teeth. You ain't missed nothing. That's what I dream. How you know that? He said, there's somebody that sit high and he look low. And he gave me some revelation knowledge because I walk in the righteousness of God. Only those that's in Christ will God reveal himself or his works to. It's a many people. City of Christ. But when pressure comes, they fade away. But when you locked in to Jesus, he gonna bring you out of it. So he said he kissed his father, and Joseph commanded his servant, the physician, to embalm his father. They wanted to embalm him. And if it's, they did what they say. They had for 40 days were fulfilled for him. So he fulfilled in the days of those that were embalmed. And watch this. The Egyptians mourned for him 70 days. Now the Egyptians, these the sons of Ham. Watch this. Two brothers cheer. And Shemites, which became
Hivites, Jurites, Habakkites, Sudites. All these Habakkites. You see all these names in Matthew, the first chapter of Matthew, what's the genealogy of Jesus Christ, how Jesus came through. But that's what they're talking about. All these people was of Shem and Ham. The Japheth wouldn't live in the mountain. He's got the littlest nation on earth right now. He don't make up a third of the whole earth. Japheth, though. But here, the Lord is saying to us, see, after they did all this, the Egyptian moan, said, why would the Egyptian moan for a Shemite? That's two brothers' children. Two brothers' children, they had the same mama, same daddy. It wasn't a white boy and a black boy. Why are they moaning for him and they had him in slavery? Because Joseph proved himself. He didn't fight the king. Even though the king had him put in prison, he didn't fight against the king. When he told the king his dream verbatim, the king said, look, ain't nobody else over you but me because of your loyalty to me. And even when his father and them had a famine in Egypt, when they had the famine in Egypt, everybody had to come to Egypt to eat and get food. Watch this. They came and got the food, and when they didn't know him. See, this is what I love about this, brother. See, they didn't know Joseph, but Joseph knew them. See, God give you insight when you're locked in with him. He give you insight. He give you spirit of discernment. So when Joseph recognized that he didn't fight against me, he didn't tell him to do this, that, and other. They come back home. He called him in, talked to him. Watch this. See, look. Say, where? Ain't y'all got a little brother? Yeah, Benjamin. Go bring him here. He said, no. I can't go bring him. That'll kill my father. That's the baby boy. That'll kill my father. If I go get him, that'll kill my father. He said, I sure want to see him. So what he did, he used cunning, craft, and wisdom. He kept one.
That's right.
One of the brothers dead said, y'all better go get him. Compromise. To bring him where so he can see him. That's his little baby brother. So what am I saying? We got to look out for the welfare of everybody, not somebody. Not black people, not white people, but people. We got to look out for them. God ain't going to come here and judge no colored people, no white people. He come here and judge none but the righteous, pure in spirit. Going to be with him. I don't care who you are. If you pure, you're walking upright like God say, walk, you're going to be with the Lord. There's going to be a lot of black smoke one day. Gonna be some white smoke too. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Because if you don't lock into Jesus, you know where you can I tell you where you're going? Y'all don't want me to say that, huh? Let me see, I believe it's spell. I used to go to school. H E L L. I ain't gonna say it, y'all know what that means, huh? Ask Marvin what it's saying. Name the two places for us to go, y'all. Heaven, that place that burn with fire and brimstone, eternal. So let's move on. I'm trying to get someone. And when the days of this morning were past, Joseph spake unto the house of Pharaoh. That's the man, only man over him. If you found favor, you like me pretty good. Man, I need a favor from you. My daddy promised me, made a commitment. I made a commitment to my daddy. Now watch this. And I have found grace in thine eyes, speak, I pray, unto the ear of Pharaoh. My father made me swear that when I die, put in my grave, which have I already dig for me in the land of Canaan, thou shalt bury me. Now they in Egypt now. Now watch this. Ooh-wee, they in Egypt. Where's Egypt? Somebody tell me, smarter than me. That's in Africa. The whole creation of life started right there in Africa, y'all. Where our descendants sent us from here. He said, but what I want you to do, that's right on the outskirts of Africa, what they call Africa. I want you to take me to Canaan. Abraham bought a grave there. He bought a grave. Mesopotamia, how you pronounce it? Mesopotamia, whatever it is. He bought a grave there for the family burial. It's not that I'm so great as you ain't nobody. In a place called, anybody know where Clinton, Louisiana is? In Clinton, Louisiana, the Smith family, that's where this most of my family from,
we have a grave there. But I don't know if Faye here after me, will she take me to Clinton? She probably don't want to burn, she Jewish, y'all. She don't want to burn that gas. She probably said, just pull him over, just take him over, that's good enough. All that traveling with him, man, you worry about all that, you know. But here, a commitment was made, just like our salvation. God gave us salvation not on promises, on his condition that he want everybody saved. He don't want nobody lost. Church, today, we got to go beyond what we think we ought to be to help somebody else along the way. We got to do that which God want us to do. We got to have joy in our salvation. And he talking to the king, said, man, if you do anything for me, please help me. I need to go to Canaan and bury my daddy. And Pharaoh said, go ahead. Joseph went and buried his father. And with him, now watch this, went up all the servants of Pharaoh and the elders of the house and all the elders of the land of Egypt. What? That was a big funeral, wasn't it? That's a big old funeral. Now, this wasn't even, this is two brothers' children. Well, brothers supposed to get along, am I right? They're supposed to get along good, peaceful. We don't need to argue in the family. If you hear me arguing in the family, guess what? If you argue, I can't tell you nothing. We got to stand upright. If there's a disagreement, Brother Lamb, just walk off. You know if you stay there, what's going to happen, don't you? Val said, I'll bust your lip, boy. So just walk off. Save a lot of people trouble. He said here, all the house of Joseph and his brethren and his father's house, only there the little ones and the flocks and their herd, they left in the land of what, Gershom. And there went up in with him both chariots and horsemen, and it was a very great company, a big funeral. And they came to the threshing floor of Atad, which is beyond the Jordan River. And there they mourned with a great and very sore lamenting, I mean sincere, to dedicate the hurt, the pain of losing a loved one, and made mourning for his father. And when the inhabitants, now watch this, y'all, this is beautiful. And when the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, did y'all know who the Canaanites were? Did y'all ever heard of Nimrod? The first governor of the whole earth, the first hierarchy of the whole earth, that was Nimrod. He come before God, huh? A mighty man before God. He's a big dog. No, he wasn't saved. But he was going to build a tower all the way to heaven. The Lord saved it. I didn't say that. God said he was going to build a tower to heaven. So what, God left heaven and come down to the earth. And what did he do? He didn't slap him because he was doing wrong. He didn't criticize him because he was doing wrong. He didn't talk about him because he was doing wrong. Guess what God did? I'm just going to show you. I'm going to show you just professionalism here. Say all. Say all, yeah, 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 yeah. What you talking about? She don't know what you talking about. I don't know what you talking about. And you don't know what you talking about. God confounded and confused the language of all the people, and they couldn't build. And the Bible tells us, say, when they asked for mortar, they brought straws. When they asked for brick, they brought water. I mean, Lord, have mercy. When confusion come, we ain't gonna never settle. So we got to stay in harmony. Got to stay in harmony in order to please God. Lord, help us here. Help us, Jesus. It say, and when the inhabitant of the land, the Canaanites, saw the mourning in the floor, Atad, they say, this grievous mourning to the Egyptian, wherefore the name of it was called Abel Mizraim. And what's the name of Egypt? Mizraim. Abel. Who was Abel? There was Abel had sacrificed his life in the Garden of Eden. His brother Cain killed him. Said that they acknowledging him and connected with Mizraim, which is Egypt. Egypt was the first organized country on the face of this entire earth. Egypt, Africa.
He should be smiling. Folks been telling us all our life we wasn't nothing to us. We ain't no good. This ain't what the book say. It ain't what the book say. I know you believe the book over some knucklehead. And y'all women, men, both. Stop all that dropping your head. Almost got in trouble on my job, lost my job. They bringing people on the job, and these old men, way older than me, trained me what to do. They was up there some of the yowzers. I may cut that out, you hurt my feelings, don't do that. Can I tell you what I call them? Uncle Tone. Yes. They taught me this in school. I'm not lying. Other people went to school besides me. Yes, no, no ma'am, no sir. That all the y'all, don't do that. Don't do that, y'all. Don't y'all do that. That's sinful. Honor no man. Honor God. Don't worship no man. Worship God. He made you. He know all about you. He know every thought you got. So honor him and worship him. Respect all people. Don't criticize no people. Help all people. And we're going to please God. He said here, his son did unto him according as the command of them. For the sons carried him into the land of Canaan. Now watch this. Buried him in the cave of the field of Mesopotamia, which Abraham bought with the field for a possession of a barren place, Ephraim the Hittite. Oh, Lord, there you go again. That's my other brother there. That's my nephew there, Abraham's nephew, Ephraim, from health. God help me, Father. If we read this book here, and you need people to show you, teach you, and look up, get you a Hebrew dictionary, the original translation of the Bible, and start showing people, oh, this what it's saying. What I've been taught ain't right. This what it's saying. All my life, I've been taught one thing. Then when I really got saved and got in the book, and I want to go home with Jesus, whenever I leave here, I want to be with Jesus, y'all. So I want to hear all that chin music. It tells us, and Joseph returned to Egypt. Now watch this. He and his brethren and all that went up with him to bury his father after he had buried his father. And when Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, Joseph, will peradventure hate us for what we did to him. We put him in slavery, try to kill him, we try to pull a pit, something fall in, some reptiles eat him up. Now watch what he's saying now. And will certainly requite us as evil, which he had did unto him. And they sent a messenger. Watch this now. I'm going to show you a true Christian, y'all. Can I talk to you? Even the grace had never come, but I'm going to show you a true Christian. And they sent a messenger unto Joseph, saying, thy father did command before he died, saying, so shall we say unto Joseph, forgive. Joseph, please forgive him. Now watch this. The father said that, or earthly father say that. Earthly father say, but God put some integrity in his heart. Now watch how he comply. You don't need people to come tell you everything, what to do. Now watch what he say now. Watch what he say. So shall they say to Joseph, forgive, I pray thee now, and pray thee now, the trespass of thy brethren and their sin, for they did evil, and now we pray thee, forgive the trespass of the servant and of the Lord thy God, thy father. And Joseph went when he, when they spake unto him. And his brethren also went and fell down before his face. And they said, behold, we be thy servant. That's powerful to me. I did you wrong. Now I submit. I ask for your forgiveness, and I submit myself to you. I don't want no position. I'm your servant. I'm ready to work now. I'm ready to work for you now. We did you wrong. I'm ready to work. I ask you to forgive me and help me and strengthen me, and I'm ready to work now. And this is what Joseph said. And Joseph said unto them, fear not. Don't worry about nothing. I ain't going to do you nothing. For I am in the place of God. Good God Almighty. And y'all deny yourself. He say, I am in the place of God. I'm doing the things of God. I can't hate you. I can't do nothing to you. I can't dislike you. I can't talk about you. I got to help you. Let's see what he says. But as for you, you thought evil against me. God help us, Jesus. You thought evil against me. Have God. But God meant what? It what? For good. You thought you were doing something slick. That was in the plan of God. To bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive. Now therefore, fear ye not. Don't be scared of me. I will nourish you. I'm going to do whatever I can to help you, do what I can to help you up, get you in position, and your little ones. And he comforted them and spake what? Kindly unto what? Now I'm going to ask a question now. So this ain't going to hurt you. Just the word, so it ain't going to hurt you nothing. Is anybody here, somebody ever did you wrong, talked to you wrong, and you walked up to them, they'll slap you side of the head or something, you walked up to them and say, I love you. Now don't tell me, y'all. I know, don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. I don't see no hand. I don't see nobody. This all they did to him, beat him up, put him in a dungeon, disfigured. He had two dreams. And this jealousy will come in the church if you don't watch it. This man dreamed a dream, said he was over them. They were submitted to him. They got mad. That's why they want to kill him. Because God was blessing him. Don't some people get blessed and other folks look by, frown up on them because they blessed a little bit above them and they get mad and all bad understanding, hate, animosity, strife, and all this stuff come in your life. You doing better than me and I'm jealous of you. If anything I can do to put something on you, get something against you, get the people against you, I'll do it. I can't stand him. None of us are guilty of that right here. It's got nobody in here guilty of that. Ain't nobody in here guilty of saying, I wish the devil just take him. Ain't nobody in here. I know that already. I stand strong on it. We love everybody we see. And Joseph dwelt in Egypt. He came back to Egypt. He and his father's house. And Joseph lived in 110 years. And Joseph saw what the Ephraim, children of the third generation, that's one of Jacob's sons, and the children also of Machir, the son of Manasseh, that's another son, were brought up unto Joseph's knees. Now watch this, we almost do. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I die. Watch this. I die. And God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land into the land which he swore to Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob. Now watch this. I got to go back to Canaan, y'all. You got to bury me in Canaan. Isn't that amazing? Y'all, I got to be buried in Canaan with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. I got to go back there and be buried. Isn't that amazing? That's where we get these country churches and stuff. We don't do it in the city. We're too sophisticated in the city. All these churches, when I was in the country, every church had a graveyard. Am I right, baby? You buried our people in that certain graveyard. And we would say, it don't matter what. This, I done heard this many times because I had to go to Jackson, Mississippi once and dismiss a body. Oh, hey, throw him anyway, throw him in the ditch. It ain't make no difference. He dead anyway. But listen to that. It's something in the heart. It's something in the heart, and it's a vow is committed. When you make a vow unto God, it's best that you keep it, y'all. It's best that you keep it. These vows committed, and I don't care what happened. And when you put me in a high level, way up the ladder, I'm high, all people have to come to me. Now, sometimes, most times, your head swell up. Your head swell up, and you start thinking you're somebody special. And when you end up, you ain't nobody. Isn't that amazing? You ain't nobody. In the sight of God, you're dirt. Isaiah, that's in the book of Isaiah. 64th chapter, I believe, 64th, 65th chapter, somewhere back there. Ain't nothing to do. So who do you think you are now? Or will you stop speaking to me? Because you're driving a Rolls Royce. Don't do that. We Christians. God take the least among us and make the greatest. Joseph took an oath to the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall cry, ye shall carry up my bone from hence. Now, can I explain for just a second or two? This is what they had to do when Joseph died in Egypt. They took all his intestines out, all his inner beings out, and put them in a little bag or whatever, little thing, and they kept them in there, put them in there. But they took the bones and the bones and put them in a coffin, and embalmed him, put him in a coffin, and carried him all the way across the Red Sea before they buried him. Do you believe that? It's in the Bible. I read it. It's in the Bible. It's there. We just have to follow the covenant. If I'm a Jew, I do what the Jews do. When Paul, the apostle, when Saul was going at people, everybody didn't preach Jesus, Paul ran them off. That preached Jesus, Paul ran them off. Tore up churches, homes, and everything. Well, he was having church at the houses then. Wasn't like we are now. Because now they got passed laws that you can bring your pistol to church. But back then, they ain't had nothing but the fear of God and the law. And somebody had to come to you, the law, and read you the law. Because everybody didn't have the law. Y'all understand what I'm saying? People had to come to you and read the law where you committed wrongdoings or whatever. So, listen to this. So he tore his bone across the Red Sea with his bone, took him to the burying ground. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him. And he was put in a coffin in Egypt, but he was carried later to Canaan and buried. And I say to you this day, if you keep that covenant that you made with God, everywhere you put your foot, the Holy Spirit going to direct your path. It going to keep you. If you hadn't committed yourself to God, this is your hour. This is your hour right now. All you do is, you know what the Bible says? I like to read it because I don't want nobody telling me I don't know what I'm saying. I don't like that. This is what the scriptures say. If you can do this, you're all right. This is what the books say now. This is where it goes. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, you confess it, not me. Believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Is that Bible? God mean what he said. You got to confess that he died, he was the Savior, he died, he was buried, and he rose again, and you'll be saved if you confess it with your mouth through your heart. And then he went on to say, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Is there one today? Is there one want to come and give their life to Jesus Christ? Is there one? Right now, this is the hour, this is the moment. Come now. God ready for you. God ready for you. Do you know, did you hear what they told? They bowed down after submitting to God, Joseph forgiving them their sin and transgression again. All of them fell down on their knees to worship Joseph. Joseph said, get up from there. I ain't God. Just submit yourself to the will of God. That's all you need to do. I'm not looking for no honor. I'm looking for righteousness and peace and love and joy among all people. Understanding, patient experience. That's all I'm looking for as a leader. I don't need you to explore my name and how I play. I don't need that. I already know how famous I am. Is that one today? When the storms of life ready. Is that one? That one. God is waiting on you right now. Make that decision. I wonder what I have done. He's able to. So good, so good, so good, so good, so good. My God, my God, my God. He's good. He's good. He's good, 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 good. He will take away my sorrow. I'll let him have my burdens now.
sweet relief in knowing the Lord will make a way somehow. The Lord will make a way somehow. When beneath the cross I bow, He will take away my sorrows. I just let Him have my battles now. When I bow down so heavy, the Lord is shone upon my brow. There's a sweet relief in knowing the Lord will make a way somehow.
Thank God, thank God.
God will make a way somehow.
Right beneath that
when
cross.
When beneath the cross I bow.
He'll do
he
it.
He will take away my sorrow.
Give it to him. Get him to do it right now.
Let my burdens now.
With all that load, press up on
him. So heavy.
God take all that weight off me, y'all.
Shone upon my brow.
The relief
there's
comes
a
through
sweet
Jesus.
Relief in knowing the Lord will make a way somehow.
You desire more strength in the Lord, huh? And your family, you want to come to you. I'm going to tell you something. Now, you hear us talk, us religious people, we do a lot of talking all the time. If they ain't walking, they don't pay no attention to them. Whatever I say to you, you'll see me walk in it. The way you get strength, get more word. Strength come through word. And after getting word, if the word tell me there's a line there, Smith, I want you to read all this chapter. And after you read the chapter, I want you to step across the line. Don't ask no questions to nobody. Just step over the line. You got the knowledge now. Watch this. When you step across the line, you got the understanding. Because you submitted your will to God. He told you, you didn't argue with him. Submit your will to God. Paul said like this. See, people deny themselves. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Now, who he say strengthen? Christ, right? Not Brother Sam. He's strong, but he can't strengthen me. He got to talk to the same man I talk to for to get strength. He got to read the same word I read for strength. You got to read the same word I read for strength. Timothy, Paul said to Timothy, study to show thyself unto God. Paul worked with that. He could not be ashamed doing what? Rightly dividing the word of truth. See, I got to rightly divide the word of truth. I got to show by precepts and examples just who God is in my life. We labor with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob too much. We got to come today. You got tennis on, right? I got a pair of shoes on, huh? There ain't no slippers, is there? Huh? Them people wore slippers back there. That's why when they got across the Red Sea, the women had to take the wash basin and wash the men's sand off the men's feet. But they were barefooted, they just had slippers on. Now we got shoes on. This is a different time, y'all. We got to stay from the old covenant and get salvation through Jesus Christ, our Savior. So I say this to you. Step out of faith. Stand up. Give me a hand. Father God Almighty, in the precious name of Jesus, we come before you present right now, dear God, by the power of the Holy Spirit that is in us, declaring unto you right now, dear God, that your grace is sufficient to keep us. That all your power and might we need to walk this straight and narrow way. For we realize that Satan is at every corner of the street trying to encourage us to walk his way. For Lord, he that's in me is greater than he that's in the world. Now, Lord, give me that strength. Give me the power of your might that I can follow after your righteousness and decree it within myself that wherever you are, there shall I be also. I thank you and I praise you, even for my family. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.
God bless you, sir. Thank you. We thank God for you. This particular time, we need to get together right briefly for the Lord's Supper, please. All the officers of the church. I say officers of the church. I'm talking to one Jesus.
I receive. And right now, I'm told, oh, the day. We thank the Lord today for all that he has done. And I pray, God, that you kind of understood what I was saying today. I tried to give you that we was in God's program. We was in his, everything he did, we was included in his program. Even on the day of Pentecost, as you read your history, on the day of Pentecost, the 120 people, we was right there when they received the Holy Ghost on earth. Now, thank God, it's not a racial thing, it's a love thing. We got to love one another, got to do good to one another, be faithful to one another, and we please God, and he going to bless us more. The more we do, the more we receive. It's more blessed to give than to receive. And so let's stay with God, keep praying, keep acknowledging him in all things, and he's going to keep directing us in the proper way. We'll try it on every hand. But it's not God, it's the devil doing that. As you speak, read the book of Job, and you'll see how he tested Job. But Job had a commitment to do good, and he followed the ways of God. And I just thank God for you today. Be a blessing, but right here, New Sky Island Baptist Church, March 15 at 3 o'clock p.m., we're going to have the gospel for, or right here in my hand. Sponsored by Big DeMar Dyson. George Dean and the Gospel Four Quartet will be singing right here at New Scott Baptist Church Sunday, March 15 at 3 p.m. along with the Smith Brothers out of Shreveport, Louisiana, and our one and only Big Show and the Quartet Boy from Zawali, Louisiana, Brother Marvin Howard is in that group. We thank God for you today. And when you leave out of this place this day, I want you to go through them doors there and purchase a little something for to help me out to get you. Marvin, stand up, sir. We getting ready to close. We just waiting till they gather the fragments. Marvin, do you all travel much? Hold up. Do you all travel much? I want the people to understand something. You travel, y'all, just in Louisiana. Just in Louisiana. Everywhere. How y'all go?
Vegas. Now, Marvin is one of us, y'all. So I had him to stand up. He looked at me. Don't get jealous, baby. And that's my buddy there. We come from long ways back. He's not old. He's just big, though. That's all. He ain't old. But we come from way back there. Marvin is a good person. I can say this anywhere on this earth. That's a good person there. And his group, I remember I used to back one of the guys, his manager, Mike Cotter. I used to back, go see him everywhere. He, one of them boys hitting 50 points a game in basketball. I had to see who he was. And when I see him, I tell him, you ain't bad as me, boy. But thank God. Thank God. Thank you, Marvin. I just want to show you, that's one of our own. They're going to be here on March 15th, 3 o'clock p.m. And I thank you all. It's going to be a free one. Free concert. But this is what I want you to do. When you come, maybe you might bring me $1 or something just to help me to buy him a handkerchief, wipe his face when he starts sweating. That all right with y'all? Okay, now. I'm satisfied. And if anybody here need a...